Conversation number 38-52. Portion of a telephone conversation between the President and Henry E. Peterson. This portion was recorded on April 15, 1973, between 8:14 and 8:18 p.m.
This is the Attorney General, Mr. Peterson, please. He's probably home.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Mr. Peterson.
President?
Did you get on your boat?
No. I just came on home.
Oh, you did. Right. Anything further you want to report tonight before our meeting tomorrow at 12:30?
Not anything especially that I didn't give you today.
Nothing that adds to what we had earlier.
That's right. They concluded the meeting with Dean.
Right.
His counsel says he will not permit him to plead.
Permit him to plead, what do you mean by that?
To plead guilty. In other words, he'll go to trial.
He's going to plead not guilty, huh?
That's right, unless we come to some agreement with him.
See.
His counsel's position is that it would be a travesty to try Dean and not try Ehrlichman and Haldeman.
Mm-hmm.
But the basic information, to the extent that is developed in these preliminary negotiations, is much more than I gave you.
Well, let me ask you this. Based on this, though, you mean that inhibits you from using information then? Or do you use it, or how do you do it? You use it for leads, but you can't use it unless he pleads, right?
We cannot use it for any purpose unless he pleads.
For no purpose?
That's right.
Well, that's
unless he pleads, that's incorrect. Unless we strike some agreement with him.
Hmm.
He had a call from Ehrlichman. Ehrlichman wanted to meet with him tonight at about 8 o'clock. We advised him he would have to make his own determination, but suggested he not.
I see.
He then, through his counsel, informed us that he was writing a note to you in which he would say, one, that what he was doing was in your best interest, and that would all become apparent as this situation unfolded.
Right. Let me ask you this. Why don't I get him in now, if I can find him, and have a talk with him?
Any objection to that, Mr.
Is that all right with you?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to get him over, because I'm not going to screw around with this thing, as I told you.
All right.
But I want to be sure you understand that, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of this thing.
I think the thing that
what do you want me to say to him? Ask him to tell me the whole truth?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. And there's one other thing.
Right.
That is that a signal from you might bring out the truth from Liddy.
From Liddy?
Yes, sir.
Signal for me. What do I do?
I went to John Mitchell and indicated that I'm told that he would do whatever he was told to do.
I've never met the man. I don't know what I can do with him.
Mm-hmm.
How do I give him a signal?
Well, I can do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He, Liddy, has talked to John Mitchell and said a signal from the president?
No, he said a signal from Mitchell.
From Mitchell?
Yes, sir. And Mitchell indicated that he was going to stand firm.
Then how do I, I'm trying to get out, how do I get, you mean I then would go over Mitchell to Liddy and...
Well, in effect...
You're telling me that?
So we just go and say that we've discussed the situation with the President of the United States and he thinks it's vitally important that you tell us everything you know.
I got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you'll be through with your things by 12:30, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, get a good night's sleep, huh?
I will indeed.
As good as you can.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, and you too.
Fine.
All right, sir.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-52.